Here she comes, got to get out of here. stomach that I can't seem to fill. I got money in my pocket and a craving for pills. I got a nagging conscience I can't seem to kill. Feel like I'm going off the deep end. I probably will. I'm drinking the art of self-abuse. I got anger to burn and a real short fuse. I got lost in life in the news. I ain't got nothing to gain. I ain't got nothing to lose. This is a normal life for you and me. And it's wonderful to be alive. This is the normal life for you and me. This is the normal life.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
But you've been misbehaving. Turns out you're everything you say you're not.
Crazy roller coaster ride. is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Look at your hands, and you got nothing. All this work you done, and you got nothing. The world demanded much of you, and it all piled up when you said yes you will. But you're more than that, and what they say you. So stop holding on to what they're saying, and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. Anyway. I never said that I thought I was entitled. All these different words being stuffed inside my mouth. Quit telling me what to say, what to think, how to feel, and who to be. Don't come looking for me, 'cause you won't find me. So stop holding on to what they're saying, and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. Anyway.
Time for dreams and reality to meet in your life. your life, in your life. Cause we must find a way to truly live each day. Our full potential we will see.
Good afternoon, everybody that's listening today. How are you all? We are. Hi, John. How are you? We are Outside the Lines here at WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. How is everybody today?
I'm doing fine.
John, you're doing fine. I love that. As usual, folks, happy Friday, my favorite day of the week. It's my favorite F word, Friday. We all love Friday, don't we, guys? It's a good day. So, we are Outside the Lines, your best community art studio, right around the corner from Tufts and WMFO. And today I brought with me a whole bunch of friends. We're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves, starting with my favorite friend, my other favorite F word, Mr. John. What's your last name?
Finn.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Love the accent, John. Very, very radio-esque.
Over the phone.
Oh, I love it, John. Thank you. And we're going to talk about really quickly. We're going to do this as fast as we can because we got a lot of songs to get through today. Holidays coming up in February. My other favorite F word. What holiday?
Valentine's.
Shh, it's on your turn.
No.
Today. Yeah.
President's Day.
And that's another holiday in February. Of course, the typical biggest market, you know, is Valentine's Day. But, John, that's also another holiday in February, right, friend? And who was your favorite president, John?
George Washington.
George Washington. I like that. John, that was a good answer. Wonderful, John. Thank you for that one. Next to John is, can you pass that microphone to that man over there? Who are you?
I'm CJ.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. So, holidays in February?
Yes.
Which one?
George Washington.
No, no. Which holiday do you prefer? Valentine's Day or President's Day?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite part about Valentine's Day?
I like Valentine's Day.
And why do you like it?
Because I like to have fun with it.
You like to have fun with it?
Yes.
Okay. When you think of the word Valentine's Day, what do you think of?
I like chocolate.
Ooh, yeah, chocolate. That's a big one, right? We all like chocolate, don't we?
Yes.
That's one of my faves, too. CJ, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
And the young lady sitting next to CJ is?
Michaela.
Hi, Michaela. How are you, my friend? You're good? Now, when you hear the word Valentine's Day, what do you think of?
Going out for a birthday dinner at Superfusion.
Ooh, Superfusion. What kind of food do they serve?
Sushi.
Sushi. Yeah. Ooh, you like sushi? Wow. You know what? Maybe I have to try Superfusion. Where is Superfusion? Is it in Cambridge? You don't know? We got to look that up.
It's in Watertown.
Watertown. Okay, so Michaela's putting her stamp of approval on sushi at Superfusion in Watertown. Thank you, Michaela. Michaela, can you help introduce the guy sitting next to you? Who's that? Who's this guy? Michaela, who's this guy right here?
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you? Can you give us a wave, Nick? Hi, Nick. Everybody wave to Nick. Hi, Nick. Nick, Valentine's Day. So, tell me. Do you like chocolate? Give me a high five if you like chocolate. Yeah? He's giving me a high five. Do you like candy? Regular candy, not chocolate? Like gummy candy and stuff? Yes! Give me a high five on that, too. Thank you, Nick. And who's the guy hiding behind my computer with the glasses? Who's that guy?
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. How you doing, bud?
Good.
If I bend over really far, I can see you. Patrick, so if we're talking about which holiday in February do you prefer, like the President's Day or Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day. Cool. What's your favorite part of Valentine's Day?
Get candy.
Getting candy?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's my favorite, too. Thank you, Patrick. And who's this young lady right over here? Kim. Hi, Kim. Everyone say hello to Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Kim. Yeah, we'll do Sylvia after. Kim, what is your favorite part of Valentine's Day?
Dogs.
Dogs? Yeah, stuffed animals? Dogs? Yeah. Kim's favorite part is dogs. Kim is a big dog fan. Kimmy, thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah.
And who's that last lady over there? Sylvia.
I like to sing I Walk the Line.
And you absolutely will sing I Walk the Line. Sylvia, we're talking about holidays in February. Mm-hmm. Which do you prefer? President's Day or Valentine's Day?
I like Valentine's Day.
I do too. What do you like about Valentine's Day?
I like chocolate.
Oh, a girl after my own heart.
Wait for Shane.
Yep, me too. It's okay. We'll get him on the way back, buddy. It's okay. So chocolate's your favorite thing about Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, me too, Sylvia. All right, Sylvia, thank you. Let's keep going around the room. I see our new staff, Eric. Can everyone say hi to Eric?
Hi, Eric.
Eric, if you had to choose a holiday in February, either, I don't know, President's Day or Valentine's Day, which do you prefer?
President's Day.
President's Day. Ooh, he changed it up on us, folks. And which president is your favorite?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. And can you tell us why?
The only one that did it legitimately. He gave up his family business because he was supposed to.
Say it again. He's the only one that what?
He seems to be the only one that operated as a president without drama.
Oh, that was a good answer, Eric. Eric said he seems to be the only president that has ever operated without any drama. Save the drama for your... Yeah, exactly. That's a long story. Anyway, thank you for that one, Eric. All right, who's behind me? David, one of our new staff. Hi, David.
Hey.
How you doing, David?
I'm doing all right.
Give everybody at the studio a hello. You hear David, everybody? David, so on the same lines of holidays in February, we've got President's Day or Valentine's Day. Which do you prefer? He says Valentine's Day. Awesome. What's your favorite part about Valentine's Day?
Flowers.
Oh, he said the flowers, right? None of us have said flowers yet. We like flowers. I like flowers. I prefer chocolate, but
if anyone's listening, David, I like flowers.
Hey, he said, you guys didn't hear him. He said, if anyone's listening, my name is David and I like flowers. David, I'm with you. I like flowers too. That's real cool. Thank you very much, David. All right, in the back row, we've got our friend, our cool intern, and his name is?
Shane,
the cool guy with the green hair. Hi, Shane, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, you know, survey says, favorite holiday. February, we've got President's Day, we've got Valentine's Day. Which do you prefer?
I prefer my birthday.
Oh, wow, he really switched it up on us, didn't he, guys? His birthday. Birthdays are holidays, right? That's a good holiday. Tell me, obviously, but why is that your favorite?
Presents.
I like presents. When else do we get presents?
Christmas.
And what else? Hanukkah? And what else?
I don't know. Easter sometimes.
Sometimes we get presents on Easter. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Now, did I get everybody?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I have to go. That's right. I always forget myself. Okay. So someone has to interview me. Do you want to interview me?
Amy?
Yes.
Which do you like?
Out of President's Day or Valentine's Day?
Out of President's or Valentine's Day?
It's a tough one, but I'm going to have to say Valentine's Day.
What do you like to do?
So really, I like Valentine's Day because I like getting candy, of course, and I also like bringing flowers to my daughter. She's a big flower fan, so yeah, I'm going to have to say Valentine's Day. Well, you guys, thank you so much. You did a wonderful job answering the questions, and we're going to go right to it. So we're going to play some of our favorite songs today. We're going to say hello to our friends at the studio. Hi, everyone at the studio. And today we're going to start off with one of our favorites from a guy who, you know, had a really good life, made a lot of difference in the world. A song choice from our friend CJ.
Yeah.
CJ.
Yeah.
What are you introducing today? What did you choose?
Elvis.
You chose Elvis. And what song does Elvis sing?
He sings.
What's that place that we never want to go? The Jailhouse Rock by our man.
Jailhouse.
Elvis. If you can hear us, stand on us.
Walking through a party at the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his inner saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. She was a purple gang. Let her rock. Everybody let her rock. Everybody in an old cell block was dancing to the jail. Let her rock. Number 47 said to number 3, you were the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jail. Let her rock with me. Let her rock. Everybody let her rock. Everybody.
today, everybody. CJ, thank you very much for that fabulous song choice. Next up, we've got a song from my friend Nick. Nick chose a classic by our friends Steven Tyler and Joe Petty, Little Aerosmith, Dream On.
Today I'm going for coffee.
I know.
Dream On by Aerosmith. Thank you, Nick, for that choice. Next up, we've got a song from our friend John. John, what song would that be, my friend?
Saturday.
Where?
In the park.
A little song choice by our friend John. We got a little Saturday. And who is that by, John? Who sings that?
Chicago does sing that.
I know, that's like one of my faves. Absolutely, I'm telling you. Little Saturday in the park from John Finn. All right, buddy, here we go. By Chicago. John, thank you so much for that song choice. That was lovely. All right. We have a song from our friend Michaela. Michaela's is Mr. Blue Sky.
I like to listen to Johnny Cash.
Shining in the sky, there ain't a cloud in sight. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why
you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
Well, that was quite a song. Michaela, thank you for that choice. All right, we're going to go in fast mode because we don't have that much time. I'll Walk the Line by Johnny Cash.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
All right, Sylvia, thank you for that request. Up next, we've got a song for our friend Kim, who let the dogs out. Patrick will be after Kim. Kim's favorite.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey, yeah.
V-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey, hey.
V-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a pool with shots on.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the damn feet, I don't fall for shit. Billy Bones, get out. Get back, Gruffy, boss Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Myself, I man, no get angry.
Hey,
yeah.
V-I-O.
Two Eddie girls calling them K9. Hey,
V-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
V-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, my doggy is not. If you don't have a bone,
oh, doggy, hold your bone, oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if you don't have a bone,
oh, doggy, hold your bone, oh, doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the place, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, chill, and gassy color. Any color but you, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs out?
a little Who Let the Dogs Out for Kim. Thank you so much for that one, Kimmy. All right. The last song of the day by our friend Patrick, who is super patient, Patrick. A little who, a little what? Who is this song, Patrick? Who's it by?
Frank Sinatra.
And what's the name of the song?
Witchcraft.
There you go, Little Witchcraft.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.